motherfuckers! We're back! And whenever I say we, I mean we. It's your host with the most, the Blue Coyote. And I am joined with my tag team partner for life, Bobby E.
I'm here and I'm hydrated.
What's going on, Bobby E?
You know.
No, I don't.
I figured everybody missed me.
They did. Missed me too. I get emails every week. When are you guys coming back? So I don't know. And so I did an episode just because something big had happened, and it was like a 10-15 minute, like, hey, here's this thing. Here's my thoughts. And the fans responded with, holy shit, are you punking us right now? Like, they didn't believe that it was like a thing. So I thought, man, I gotta get the band back together. I gotta find some time. I've actually been wanting to record for the last 3 months and just haven't had the time because of Christmas, I'm at the shop, different opportunities at that shop. So keeping me busy, but now I got some days off. You know, whenever you write the schedule, you can kind of schedule yourself how you want. So
it's nice that it works that way.
Yeah. So, I was watching the Rumble the other night, and I thought, this is the thing that pulls us back in. And all through the Rumble, I thought, I need to text Bobby. I need to see what's up. And then I said, no, let's kind of see how this new schedule is going to play out. I've got some things I need to do in the office, and this, that, and the other. And then I got a sign. My phone was a-ringing. You were headed to the shop.
I made it there.
So I took it as a sign, and I asked you on the phone, hey, you want to record? And you said,
I'm down.
That's not what you said. You said, gross. I hate those people. How much am I getting paid this time?
They all know.
Do that. I have to wear my pants?
As we're speaking, I am not wearing pants.
It's because you're wearing capris. Jorts.
I'm wearing short pants.
Silk stockings. So I did. I put a thing on my list about the Rumble because primarily that's what people want to listen about. They want to listen about wrestling.
That's stupid.
And the HEWP. And there's been a couple big comic book / wrestling things that have gone on in the last couple weeks. So I thought, man, this is all coming together. The hijinks is ensuing, and I decided that is it. It's just the Hijinks Ensues podcast. We'll still be the Hoop, the Ring, and the Squared Circle, but there's going to be times where there's just really nothing going on in wrestling.
And there's finally shit coming out, like movies.
Movies, yeah.
I actually watched one.
What'd you watch?
I don't remember.
Oh, must have been great.
Yeah.
Did you see Spider-Man?
No.
Good. It was aces.
Oh, I watched the Nobody.
The Notebook?
Yes.
You watched The Notebook?
I watched The Notebook and thought of you the whole time.
Yeah, because I think I'm having memory issues. The last month or so, I keep leaving the oven on or the stove on after I get done cooking. So I might have the Alzheimer's so I can see.
Yeah, because you were my Kristen Wiig in that movie, or Kirsten Dunst. Who was in that movie?
Mandy Moore. I don't know.
I don't either.
Rachel McAdams? So that makes you Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
You look like a Ryan Gosling.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, good on you for that. So you saw Nobody.
Yes.
I think we had talked about it before we had gone on hiatus, but for those of you that don't know or haven't seen, Nobody stars Bob Odenkirk. It is currently on HBO Max. It just came out there. I've had it on Blu-ray DVD for some time now because the same producer of that movie, writer and everything, does John Wick. And whenever I saw the trailer, there was very similar John Wickian type elements to it. Unfortunately, it's two different studios. So I doubt we will have a Nobody John Wick crossover. But that movie was really good.
It was.
And it was a great mixture of violence, action, comedy, explosions, culture.
We're all about the arts.
We are all about the arts. Speaking on the arts, there's a lot going on in the news right now about books being banned in different places all over the country. I know in Central Texas there was a list that's out. I guess Handmaid's Tale has been banned, and V for Vendetta has been banned. These are in high schools and libraries. And so to that, I will tell you, oh, and Mouse. That's the big one on the internet this weekend, is that Mouse, or Moss, it's kind of a retelling or an interpretation of World War II and the Nazis, but with mice. And that has been banned in Tennessee. It's not banned nationwide, but a school district in Tennessee has banned that. So to that, I will tell you that those books are available at Titan Moon Comics in Cedar Park, Texas. You can take a look on TitanMoonComics.com, or you can stop in and say hey and talk to the Blue Coyote himself. If we are out of it, we will special order you a copy whenever we do our reorder. But we do have a section in the shop that is specifically for these banned books out there, because I feel it is important, especially at that stage in life when you're in high school, you need all the information you can have to make an informed decision. And whenever someone starts telling you, hey, you're not supposed to read this, that's kind of a clue as to, oh, this is telling me something that they don't want me to know. I have a real big problem with someone doing this with Moss, because it's about Nazis. And what did Nazis do? They censored books, and they burned books, and this has never been good. The Soviets did it after that. So, it's a little scary. Books have been on the banned list before, but I think it'll be all right. We'll get through.
Did you ever read Go Ask Alice?
No.
Oh, I don't know how that one didn't get banned.
It probably is. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the diary of this chick named, obviously, Alice.
Alice.
She ends up getting homeless, starts doing all kinds of drugs, all this sex stuff. Yeah. I read it in junior high.
Really?
I shouldn't have. Because you had to ask for it.
Oh, yeah.
They kept it behind the desk. And
when I was in junior high, there was a book in our library that you had to ask for. And the teacher, or I guess the librarian, she let me check it out. And I brought it back to her and said, why did you let me check this out? And she just thought, well, you're mature enough to handle it. I knew it was. But it's all about, like, girls and puberty. Mm. And had all these, like, illustrations in it and stuff. I was not mature enough for that, but that was the, oh, Animal Farm, that also comes to mind, George Orwell's Animal Farm. There's a current comic book out called Animal Castle, and it's very close to that, but that book has also been on the banned list. Catcher in the Rye has been on the banned list, which I read that again in college. It's primarily high schools doing this, but then you can turn around and immediately go to the public library. And a lot of them will have a section called banned books, and you can just check them out for free and read them.
I would live in that section.
So that's pretty cool. So some key things. Let's get to the wrestling. I'm sure you didn't see it.
Nope.
But Ronda Rousey made her return, and she won the Women's Royal Rumble.
Okay.
The Women's Royal Rumble had some cool entrance. Had Lita, had Michelle McCool, Mrs. Taker was in there, had the Bella Twins, had Kelly Kelly. Mm-hmm. Most interesting in the Women's Rumble, they had Impact Knockouts champion Mickie James. And she came in to her Impact Wrestling theme music and had the Impact Knockouts title with her. Right. So the Forbidden Door in WWE has been opened up. And it kind of made me think, what's going to happen in this men's rumble? You know, could her husband, Nick Aldis, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion, show up? Maybe. A lot of people were speculating that Cody Rhodes from AEW is going to show up because he's, air quotes, not under contract. Air quotes, not under his EVP contract either. But, shit, you know, I was kind of like, well, that's bullshit. He ain't going to show up, as much as he said about it. You know, what legends could possibly show up? And I'll tell you what, this was one of the most disappointing men's rumbles I have seen ever. I will tell you a couple things. Drew McIntyre returned, and so that was cool because I love Drew McIntyre, but because I don't regularly watch the product because it sucks, I didn't know he was gone, so I didn't It wasn't like a, ooh, he's back! You know, the announcers, they went ape shit crazy, and I was like, okay, cool. Good for you guys. Earlier in the night, Becky Lynch had a match. So you know she wasn't going to be in the Rumble because she's the champ. And she wrestled this pig-faced girl named Dewdrop. And it was, like, sad. Becky gave her some selling opportunities. So, I mean, Becky sold some stuff and made her look big, but you're just kind of like, why is this the match? You know, why isn't there someone else here right now? So that was kind of a drawback. Sasha Banks returned at the beginning of the match. There's a picture of Dewdrop right there for you.
Oh, my.
But Sasha Banks returned at the beginning of the Rumble, so she was number one of the women's Rumble. But going back to the men's, there just weren't any surprises. And there was a lot of tag teams in there, and you kind of know, okay, well...
Yeah.
I mean, every time the announcer said, and you know, yeah, they've got their tag team partner in there, but it's every man for himself. And it's like, they said it every time someone's tag partner walked in, and I just thought, shit, you know, who cares? I really didn't care. Like, at some point, I was just like, I don't care who wins this match. There were a couple cool things that happened. I mean, Rey Mysterio was in there. So that was nice to see Ray and his son was in there. Dominic was in there. Dolph Ziggler, this was like his 15th appearance. And the record, I think, is held by Kane at 17. So it was interesting to see Dolph Ziggler hitting that kind of level of success within the WWE. I mean, they're cutting people left and right. Before the Rumble, Brock Lesnar, your boyfriend, he had a match.
Okay.
For the title.
And he lost.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
There was interference from Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. So Paul Heyman has turned his back once again on Brock Lesnar.
As he's known to do.
So, the number 30 entrant into the Rumble was one Mr. Brock Lesnar, and he won it, so he can go on to WrestleMania and challenge for the title.
Kiss my dick. God.
I know, right? That's kind of where I'm at. I was just like, are you kidding me? But there was no big surprises. There was no Brooklyn Brawler, or Doink the Clown, or Bushwhacker Luke. Someone asked me the other day, one of the fives and tens, big shout out to original fan Zach, who continues to message me on a weekly basis. He asked, you know, who do you think's going to win the Rumble? What do you think's going to happen? And I said, because number 27 is the lucky number. Whoever enters number 27 more often than not has won the Rumble. And I said, number 27 and 28 is going to be Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, respectfully, the Rock and Roll Express. And they're going to collectively win, because they're on a Rock and Roll Express farewell tour right now. They're hanging it up. But, I mean, Ricky Morton's like 80 years old, so.
He could still do it.
Oh, yeah. He's still got that mullet. Let me look at my notes here, because I sent myself a text literally that night. Like, these are the things I want to cover on the Rumble.
I didn't even know the Rumble happened.
I kind of knew it was going to happen, but then I was like, oh. All right, so that's... I don't know what that note means, but anywho.
It's apt to happen.
So, yeah, I was excited for the Rumble match, and I was let down. I mean, it was the first... not only WWE event, but it was the first wrestling event that I've watched in a long time, and I, like, rushed home. And
were there fans?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, they're open to fans. They got fans everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I synced it.
Good on. Or not good
on. In our Kelly Clarkson segment of the show, Since you've been gone. Hangman Adam Page is now the champ in AEW.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, see his action figure over there has got the belt on it.
Okay. Okay.
And I put that belt on him like 6 whole months before he won it, because I knew he deserved it, because he is number one, pound for pound, the best wrestler in the world today.
Okay. I'm still voting for The Rock.
For The Rock for what?
Best wrestler of the year.
Did he do anything this year?
He probably made a shitty movie. Yeah, Jungle Book. Or Jungle Cruise.
That was a good movie.
Was it?
I watched it with my family. It was good.
Mm. One of those kind of movies. Nah, pass.
Yeah, it was alright. Mm. There was a big cat in it. Like a jaguar.
What color was it?
Yellow.
Tits.
Jaguar colors.
I thought they were black.
That's a panther. Which is a black jaguar.
So... we're arguing semantics over a movie I haven't seen.
Correct. Which we're good at.
Probably won't see it. I was told it was really stupid. By someone.
No, it was okay. Let's see. Butts and Seats finally came out. Tony Schiavone's long-awaited trade paperback that he did. A lot of other wrestling personalities have released... books like biographies, and because he's a huge comic book fan, he released this book. It was one that I ordered myself a copy, and then all of a sudden I had all these people that just needed one. So I kept ordering them. I was down to like one left. I think I still got it in the shop, but now I can't order it anymore. But it took forever to get in. So many people were saying, you know, hey, I've seen them in, you know, Barnes & Noble and Walmart.com or wherever else. So I appreciate the people that hung with us and got it at the shop. But I'm about halfway through. It's okay. There's a lot of really great humor in it. And, like, each chapter is a different chapter of his journey. So it kind of starts with how he got interested in wrestling. And then kind of like the next step and the next step. And one of those chapters is, like, with him and his wife, Lois. And they keep cutting back and forth because the two of them are, like, sitting on the couch telling the story of, like, how they met. Mm-hmm. And they're both, like, contradicting each other and yelling at each other. That's not how it was. And you didn't say this. It was kind of cute, because that's how, you know, married people are. But, yeah.
I don't know.
So far, it's pretty good. And so that's, like, comic book slash, wrestling. So.
It's news.
It's news.
I mean, what else we got?
And other comic book slash wrestling news, John Cena... as the Peacemaker.
And I've heard it's incredible.
It is incredible.
I haven't started it yet.
It's tits. There's tits in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm excited.
A couple pair of them.
Now I'm excited. Only one person?
Two people.
Okay.
And you get to see John Cena's side butt.
Oh.
Yeah. He does a sex scene.
Whoa.
Totally not John Cena. Drops an F-bombs everywhere.
Hmm.
Talks about how Superman's into like Shiza videos and stuff. It's good.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
I found out that it was Sylvester Stallone that played King Shark.
Yes, that is correct.
I didn't know this. Found this out today.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone played King Shark in The Suicide Squad. That was a movie that Bobby E. and I were so anticipated to talk about, and we didn't, so let's do it now. Did you see the flick? Did you see it?
Did I see the what?
The flick. Did you see?
Yes.
Yeah?
I bought it.
You bought it.
Mad about that.
Why? Because my favorite part?
Which one?
The one where they said that all these actors are going to play all these parts, and then you go to watch the movie, and in the first 15 minutes, they kill all of them, including one Mr. Pete Davidson, who deserved to die for him being a piece of shit in this world.
I love Pete Davidson.
I know you do. I know you do.
He's my hero.
I know.
He died brutally.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
The one that got me the most was the weasel. Every time he was on screen, I could not quit laughing.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a meth-addled... with the bug eyes. He dies immediately.
Well, no, he's...
Well, okay.
He comes back, but...
Yeah. Yeah, you think they're going to do anything with that, or was that just... Yeah.
I think James Gunn, this is going to be his last Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. They've mm-hmm. said that that's going to be, that cast of Guardians of the Galaxy will be their last one, and I think he's had more success and freedom in DC with Warner Brothers. So I can see him coming back. When he wrote Peacemaker, he wrote that over quarantine. In like 8 weeks, he wrote that entire first season, and he's directed like every episode.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I didn't care for Peacemaker in the movie. And I didn't know him as a character.
Yeah.
Like, I've never read anything
about him. Well, Peacemaker was not an original DC character. He was actually part of another comic book company that they acquired, that DC acquired in like 1988, 87, 88, 89, somewhere around the late 80s. so he was not an original character, but he's an anti-hero. Whenever you watch the show, you kind of get some more backstory as to why he is the way he is, and you're just kind of like, oh, okay, no wonder I didn't like him in this movie. Which I thought he was great comic relief. I love the fact that he was doing a role that was so drastically different, because WWE would not let him become a heel. Once he turned baby, they would not let him go back. Everything he's done with Make-A-Wish is commendable, but he's just always been this white meat, baby face, good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see some of the hijinks he got up to in that movie, and it was just kind of like, oh shit. So, with that in mind, we're going to click pause here. I'm not going to a commercial break, but I want to show Bobby E something, and then we're going to discuss. Alright, so I just showed Bobby E the intro to Peacemaker. On 3, 2, 1, we're both going to share our thoughts at the same time.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
You're going to get a suit.
For those in attendance and the millions watching around the world, let's get ready to rumble! 3, 2, 1. It's my spirit animal.
After watching that, I have to rearrange my Pornhub search history. That was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
I love the seriousness of it. Of his face. The fact that they went with this choreographed intro. They went with Wigwam's 2009, Do You Wanna Taste It?
No.
Come on, Robert Patrick was doing the hip thrust, the T-1000 hip thrusting. You don't want to taste that?
No. Pass. Hard pass.
Ah.
But I'll watch it.
It's pretty good. That song gets stuck in a lot of people's heads. They have a lot of like 80s hair metal stuff in that. That's the music James Gunn went with whenever he envisioned the show. Mm-hmm. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a new noise on the show.
Clacong.
Usually it's me tossing cans into the garbage.
Let's see. Is there anything else I saw? Do do do. I saw Ghostbuster Afterlife. That was good.
All right. Yeah.
I cried for like 30 minutes.
All right. Both of y'all have recommended it. I have not seen it. I'm a little behind.
Both of who what? I'm just one person.
All right. I'm about to watch Dune.
That was good.
Okay. I got about 15 minutes into it, and I was like, man, this sucks.
You got to keep going.
It's fucking boring.
So one day I was watching it with one of the kids, my middle little. We just had the afternoon where we were hanging out, and they wanted to watch it because Zendaya's in it. And, you know, Zendaya's just teen pop star, so...
Zendaya?
Whatever.
Get it right, man.
Whatever.
She's dating one of the greatest Spider-Men ever.
She's not dating Tobey Maguire.
I said one of.
Oh, that kind of hurt just saying it. I knew it. I was just busting balls, but even my tummy turned on that one. Because Tom Holland's my favorite Spider-Man. It has been documented on this show many times. And if you don't believe us, go check out the Library of Awesomeness, because it is there.
Or don't.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, I don't know.
Trying to get our numbers back up.
It's my job. It's what you pay me for.
I'm going to have to cut your pay in half. But I don't want to cut my wiener in half.
Whoa. That's...
I don't know how to quit you!
Ooh, you excited for Uncharted?
What's an Uncharted?
One of the greatest video games ever. That they ripped off Tomb Raider to make.
What's a Tomb Raider?
Oh, you know what a Tomb Raider is.
I do. I finally saw a full trailer for Uncharted.
Yeah.
And I was pretty excited. Yeah. It does look really good.
It does.
It's him and Mark Wahlberg, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a terrible pick.
I don't know. But it did look good. It looked painful. But Dune was good. So I was sitting here with my middle little, and like you said, the first 15 minutes, we were watching, and I just kind of looked over at her, and I said, you have no idea what's going on right now, do you? She said, nope. I said, me either. But then after about, I don't know, 30 more minutes, it was time for her to leave. So I finally got back to it later on that night, and I was blown away. Thought it was great. A lot of other people have said it was great. One of the greatest things is... This movie is basically, they took the one book, the initial book, and split it into two movies. But the studio did not know if they were going to make that second half. Like, the first part of this was going to pretty much launch if they even finished it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been really shitty because there's kind of like a cliffhanger thing going on. But they are proceeding with part two, so I was pretty excited about that. Speaking of other part twos, I recently heard about Joker with Joaquin Phoenix.
I could care less.
I thought you liked Joker.
I liked it, but I don't need to see another one.
Yeah. I can kind of see that.
It did its job.
It did.
I'm good with it.
What about the Batman?
Oh, so there was just a screening. I don't know if it was in America. I think it was in Australia. The screening they saw was 4 hours long. But in America, they're saying the run hour is 2 hours, 55 minutes.
Huh.
So, they're probably just doing that for money. They'll probably release the extended cut on Blu-ray or whatever.
Or HBO Max or...
Yeah. So, we'll get I think we'll get all 4 hours eventually.
Cool. A lot of people have dismissed Robert Pattinson as Batman.
I did it first. I saw he was a vampire named Twilight.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know. He was named. Did you say he was named Twilight?
Yeah.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah. And he dated that boring chick.
The original Brony. Yeah. That girl with no emotion. She's like a Dalek.
She's like, what's the Facebook guy? Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am here for this. Interview.
exterminate. That could be interesting. Let's go to our Facebook page, because before we hit record today, I put out a little something something on the Facebook.
Oh.
Saying I know something you don't know, and I kind of want to see what people think. Oh, well, there's a lot of comments.
I can also look on our Facebook page if you need me to.
No.
I'm good. Good.
Cody Denmother says,
Okay.
Aaron the Red sent a gif of Loki, or Tom Hiddleston as Loki, yelling, "Tell me!" Bobby E. Stalker says that you like guys, which we already knew that, so I don't know.
Yeah. I like a lot of guys.
Yeah. Guys are cool.
You wouldn't be here without a guy.
Some of my best friends are guys.
Yeah.
God.
Idiots.
Stupid.
Eat your food, Tina.
Oh, these are my tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole episode just like quoting shit.
With a pencil. John Wick.
What about John Wick?
I don't I thought we were doing quotes. Go ahead, continue. I just love breaking up this podcast.
Destroying it?
I'm good at it.
You got anything else?
No, I was waiting for you to continue.
I don't even know where I left off.
Something about...
I'm rusty.
I don't know. Men are friends.
Some of my best friends are guys.
I think you already said that.
Well, that's where you told me I left off, so I was just reiterating. All
right. Tits.
So, the goal will be to take a picture and put it on the Facebook of the two of us together, and then the internet will melt. Like, oh my god. I didn't think it was possible.
It's probably not possible.
Because you don't want to have your face out there?
It's already out there. I put my fucking picture on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, I was on my meds pretty heavy. So.
On the Facebook again. Mm-hmm. Got my beard and my hair's done growing back out again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of cool wrestling stuff out there, but then so much of it is just kind of like... I've been listening to some cool wrestling podcasts, but they got like super gimmicky where they were just like going through 1986. So they were watching like every episode of 1986 from Jim Crockett Promotions, and that was interesting. And then they get to 87, they're like, oh, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to go back to some of our regular stuff. And I thought, well, this was working so well. Like, I was enjoying it. And then the other one, Arn's podcast, has been good because they went back to the very beginning. They just scrapped what they were doing. They went back to the very beginning, and every month is like another month of his career. And they're like tracking it. And so they started when he started, and they're up to like mid or early 1987. And it was pretty cool about the introduction of Lex Luger into the Four Horsemen. So that was some cool history to learn about. And I immediately like went on down the rabbit hole and had to like watch all these Lex Luger interviews of him now talking about what his life is like now. It was pretty comical because he said that since he's moved back home to Buffalo, he's got a new nickname. They call him Lex Uber because he drives his mom around to like all her appointments and shit.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. G'day, mate.
Must be from Canada.
Must be Canadian.
That joke never gets old.
Never. Let's see what other news is in the... Looks like they're going to be remaking Ocean's 11. Okay. Oh, man. I forgot. One of our big, big supporters passed away. Betty White.
R.I.P.
Before she could turn 100.
17 days before.
Yeah, but she always told me, Blue Coyote, you got to keep doing the podcast. And she's one of the reasons. I was like, man, me and Bobby E got to get back up on the horse with our assless chaps, riding side saddle on one horse, a Clydesdale.
Okay, I like this image.
Named Patches.
Okay.
Just run through a field. With Fabio hair flowing in the wind.
Yes.
And in this fantasy, I have hair again.
Yes.
It's nice. So nice. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the world's opening back up. We got shit coming back out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm excited. It's still, I don't know. Some of the stuff has just been kind of crazy in the fact that there's like another variant, and then there's another one, and then another one. It's kind of like, that I will say is very flu-like. Because once they establish one flu shot, then it would mutate to something else.
Careful what you say. We're going to get Joe Rogan. We're going to get Joe Rogan.
Did you hear Nickelback said they're going to put more of their music on Spotify if they don't get rid of Joe Rogan?
Great.
Look at this photograph of me in a photograph. I'm here to make you laugh, unlike Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and see, I liked his stand-up specials. They were pretty funny.
I liked him on UFC.
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was talking about. Combat yeah. sports and everything. Oh. Like,
did you see the sweat fly off that guy's face when he got a hit?
So, I won't say it's like the flu. I was just saying, in that instance, that where it mutates and changes. Because I went, I got my booster, and it just, like, knocked my dick in the dirt. Like, I went, I had to go to another county to get mine. Drove some back roads to get home. Took about 30 minutes. As soon as I got here, laid down. Okay, I'm going to take a nap. That was, like, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 2 in the afternoon the next day. I was, like, out.
Hmm.
That was nice.
I can't get my booster till May, but the second shot put me down.
Gotcha.
It was not fun.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people, but, I mean, I'm a big proponent of, like, being safe and
mm-hmm.
doing what you gotta do. Yeah.
I'll wear a mask again. I don't care.
No, I wear a mask all the time. I'm just kind of, like, used to it.
Mm. It doesn't bother me.
No.
I just feel like I'm going to rob the store every time I go in.
Yeah, it does feel weird to walk into a convenience store wearing a mask. And yeah. I know one day it had gotten really cold. And so I had a beanie and the mask, so all you could see was my eyes. But it was early morning, and the way I was traveling, the sun was up, so I had my sunglasses on. So you just, like, could not even, like, I was Batmaned out.
You should have just robbed them.
Could have. Should have, could have, would have.
You're missing your chances.
Give me the oodles of noodles. You want the chicken or the beef?
Chicken. Always chicken.
Beef. Are you crazy? Ugh. No, it's beef.
No. Where's the beef? It's not in there.
No? Well, there's no chicken in there either.
Yeah, there is.
No bullshit.
I saw it once.
Uh-huh. You a lie. You a lie!
It had little beets.
Chicken feets?
Chicken feets.
Gross. Mm. No, you get the beef noodles. You just boil it down till the water's like a thick stock. It's pulled some of that starch off the noodles. Take the noodles out, then put the seasoning pack on, then
throw it in the trash.
Red chili pepper flakes. A slice of cheese.
What the fuck?
You pour a little bit of that hot water on there, put it back in the microwave for 30 seconds, and then that water and that cheese does something, and you just stir it up. It's good shit.
Yeah, it does something. It makes Ninja Turtle ooze.
Ugh. And it mutates, and it turns me into
Splinter.
You dirty rat. You with a turtle killed shield. My brother. Ooh.
That's gross. We were talking about going to get real ramen.
Who's we? We've got a guest in the studio with us today. Another one of our original fans. He's been very quiet. He's laughed at all of our jokes silently.
Works for me.
So y'all have been talking about going and getting some real ramen?
Yeah. I've never had it.
Really?
Yeah. We ended up eating at Chewy's that day we showed up at the shop.
Oh, it was good, wasn't it? I told you, right? Did you get some of the ranch jalapeno dip?
Man, they brought it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Did you get the beef burrito covered in with the queso?
No, I got the boom boom.
The boom chicka boom boom?
Yeah.
Yes. It's that sauce. It's that same sauce they put on the... Yeah. Woohoo. Chewy's is not an official endorser of the show, but... Phew.
We'll take their money.
Yeah, we will. Free food, shit, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. T-shirts.
Bought one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Which one? Did you get the Han Solo one?
No, he did. I got the Nightmare Before Tex-Mex.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, Chewy's is good. Where y'all going for ramen?
Don't know yet.
Yeah, we passed one place right off the freeway. I don't remember what it's called now.
Huh. There's, so, the noodle, or the Japanese-Korean restaurant that's next to the comic shop.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they've got one or two different ramen dishes there. There's another place in Cedar Park over by Walmart on Walton Way called Noodle Alley. And I think they've got it. And if they don't, they've still got other stuff that's really good.
Huh.
They have like a really big braised beef rib that they create this broth off of, and they put that in the noodles.
It's really good.
God, sounds good. I haven't had dinner yet. But yeah, I don't want the tofu one.
No, no. Ugh. You don't want to do that.
No.
But yeah, with the soft boiled egg.
No.
No, you got. Oh yeah, that's right. You don't like eggs, but.
Hard pass.
It's good though.
I believe you.
Oh. I'm trying to think of what else has been going on in wrestling. We touched on it. WWE has released a ton of talent. They pulled Triple H off of NXT, fired Road Dogg. I think the only like Triple H-y type person that's still in the company would be Shawn Michaels. and I mean, they released so many people that AEW was just like, we can't take all these people. Like, we're good. We've got a pretty good roster. We've got some other people we want to bring in. Like Bray Wyatt, that would be one that I think was on the radar. And Tony Khan was even told, like, hey, you keep doing these big reveals and people coming back, hold off a little while. Mm. You know, even if you have to pay Bray Wyatt to stay home for 2 months, give it a little bit of a break, because you're gonna give the fans like a, you're gonna fatigue them with all these surprises. However, that being said, one of the biggest surprises that we did not cover, the return of CM Punk.
Hmm? No, I don't like him.
You should.
Why?
Because he's only like one of the best of all time. Is it because his wife is like super hot? And you're like, oh man, she's hot. And she's married to that guy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of married wrestling couples, another match from the Royal Rumble. The Miz and Maryse took on Hall of Famers Edge and Beth Phoenix.
Was it good?
No.
I used to like Beth Phoenix.
The Glamazon?
Yeah.
It was okay. But like the whole match, Maryse just kept having to like pick her wedge out. And so I was like, oh hey, butt. And then she's like digging around. And you're like, oh god, it's really taking me out of the.
Maybe everybody's just rusty.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, like, I mean, Beth Phoenix probably hasn't done much in a while.
I mean, leading up to this match, she has been. Oh. She's kind of been back, but.
She's still a monster?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. She looked really good. I mean, fit, in shape, good cardio. Edge looks like he's been in the best shape of his life. Hmm. So.
And you said Becky Lynch is back?
Becky Lynch is back.
She's got some rust, I'm sure.
No, she looked good.
Damn.
100%. Yeah, in fact, she was on the Stone Cold Steve Austin Broken Skull sessions and gave like a whole account of like her career and everything. It was really good.
Isn't that like a real podcast?
No.
No?
It's like a vlog. It's a show.
Ah.
It's just a show. He has a podcast called Broken Skull Ranch, but he hadn't done it in a long time because he's been doing this other one. But they've had some good guests. They had Kevin Nash on there.
Oh, Big Sexy.
Fuck that guy. If you think I forgot Kevin Nash, you're wrong, and I will restart this rivalry. Okay? You're going down, all right? I don't care. I heard what you said about Goldberg, okay? I didn't appreciate it, and I don't even like Goldberg. So that shows you what level you're on in my book. You're like dog shit stuck to gum on the bottom of my shoe, and I can't scrape it off. And I'm sitting there in the grass, and it's wet grass, and I'm just trying and trying, and it won't come off. And I'm like, damn it, Kevin Nash. 7'4", hunk of crap.
At least he was in a John Wick movie.
Why you gotta ruin John Wick?
That was a great part.
Thank you, Mr. Wick.
Yeah.
Lets him go home.
Yeah. That means he's going to be back in 4.
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he's going to be John Wick's partner.
No, he's
going to be the new dog.
He's going to make Magic Mike 3. He was in Magic Mike.
I've never seen. Why would I have seen that?
I don't know. I saw it.
Of course you did.
I had a wife who wanted to see it, so we watched it. Of course
you did. Was she at work when you watched it?
No. No. We watched it together, and I was just like, I was halfway through, like, And then I was really happy. I was like, oh, look, there's Kevin Nash. It was like the only... Like, he's a wrestler, and I wanted to talk about his whole career. And Wolfpack, ooh. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. And she was like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's like, I'm trying to look at Channing Tatum and Matthew McConaughey. I'm like, I don't care.
Channing Tatum has a new movie coming out.
The one with the dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The trailer made me like all like...
Look good.
Hit me right in the heart.
He does some good movies. I liked what was it, White House Down?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's where him and his daughter... He's like applying for Secret Service job.
That was not... That was Gerard Butler.
Okay.
It was Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah.
No, White House Down.
Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah. Look it up. Gaggle.
I'm going to...
Throw it in your Google.
No, we can't say Gaggle anymore. That's an actual company now. Those sons of bitches took our name.
No!
Yeah.
Groggle it.
They spy on children.
What?
They spy on children. Oh. They like read all their pedos. Emails and shit.
That's like TikTok.
It's like pedo stuff.
Yeah.
Nanny cam. That's some 1984 Orville shit there. 1984 has also been on the banned book list before. Also Fahrenheit 451.
That's the year I was born.
451 BC or AD? Were you before the Jesus or after the Jesus?
Both. Damn, he's been in a lot of movies.
Who, Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of movies I haven't seen. I enjoyed 22 Jump Street.
I did too, and 21 Jump Street. I liked them both. And I liked I liked him in G.I. Joe. I know you hated it. You're going to make that face. There it goes. Oh, he's making the face. Did you see Snake Eyes?
No.
That movie, did you see it?
No.
That movie should have been called, because it was what, like, G.I. Joe Origins.
Snake Eyes.
Should have been called G.I. Joe Origins. Storm Shadow.
Spoiler alert.
Well, there's a scene where they call him Tommy Ishikage, and he says, from this point on, you call me Storm Shadow. And I thought, this is his movie. This is the rise of Storm Shadow, not Snake Eyes, which Storm Shadow is a way cooler character.
Yeah.
He's my favorite.
He's all right. Come on, IMDb. Do your job. Do your job. I'm telling you, it's a White House movie because he takes his daughter and she is going on a tour and these terrorists come in. He has to save her.
I think you're making shit up.
I am not making it up.
This is the fucking Mandela effect all over again.
No, it's not.
Next you're going to tell me that fucking Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam.
He was not.
Yes, he was. I seen it. I know I've seen it.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie with Sinbad. Wasn't he like a comedian?
He was. He was great. He was on A Different World, too. He was like their resident advisor. And then he had a show called The Sinbad Show, and it was really good. It was where he had adopted these two kids off the street. It was hilarious.
Sounds interesting. Yeah, I almost slipped.
Oh, I know. I was waiting for it. It's like, what kind of editing am I going to have to do later?
I've done good this episode.
Oh, so Neil Young quit Spotify because of Joe Rogan.
Who gives a flashy fuck?
Southern man don't need him around in a house.
Yeah, a couple of others quit too. I don't care. Spotify, just keep going.
Well, Hijinks and Sues will still be on Spotify.
I don't know now. Channing Tatum through the years. He was in a movie called White House Down.
Is that what it's called? No?
It doesn't say nothing. I'm still waiting for it to load.
Are you trying to use the interwebs or are you using the app?
I'm on IMDb.
Are you using it like IMDb.com or are you using the app?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to use the app. Channing Tatum, already there.
I'm telling you, I'm right.
I'm telling you, you're not.
I know I'm right. I own the movie. I watched it like three times.
You're thinking of Gerard Butler.
No, I know what movie that is. That's Olympia Has Fallen.
Yeah, I just told you like 5 minutes
ago. Okay, he's in a movie called White House Down.
Jamie Foxx in it.
Yes, he's the president. S. M. D. Forty-five minutes later.
Oh,
Got to be part of this crew to help out here.
Oh, God.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, I bet.
The guy who played the bad Terminator in Genesis is the lead terrorist in that. That's how recently I've watched
Matt Smith?
This. I don't know his name.
Was he Doctor Who?
I've never seen a Doctor Who.
Let's click on White House down. It got a 6.3 rating on IMDb. That's probably why I haven't seen it.
It's not bad.
If it's not a 3.2 or below, I don't want
it. It's not bad.
Let's see.
The chick from the first Batman that played...
Jason Clarke. I know who you're talking about now.
Okay.
Not Matt Smith. James Woods is in it? Hades? From Disney's Hercules?
Oh, really? I like that movie.
The animated one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like James Woods plays Hades.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules.
Hercules.
He said something.
Huh?
He finally said something.
He said a few things.
Yeah. I don't listen.
Yeah. He played John Connor in Genesis, dude.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. That's who I was thinking of. Why'd she get kicked off of Batman?
Because she's gross looking.
She didn't get kicked off of Batman.
No, she died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She got blowed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She replaced Katie Holmes.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's who was in the first one. Okay.
Katie Holmes.
Woo! I joined Scientology for her.
She's not into Scientology. She's
not
like,
anymore.
She's like vehemently against it. Yeah. But I would go live at Dawson's Creek for her.
I will never go back to Dawson's Creek.
Oh, since Pacey broke up with you?
It's the worst mistake of her life.
Pacey's a guy.
Worst mistake of his life.
He's the guy that played Charlie Conway in Mighty Ducks.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
You are a failure.
I've got his Funko Pop.
That's how I roll.
Speaking of the Mighty Ducks, Emilio's been replaced.
What?
On the Disney Plus show.
By Charlie Sheen.
I didn't finish watching it. I saw the first episode. It was good. I just forgot, actually, to ever go back and finish watching it. But I guess for season two, he's being replaced by, I think, Josh Duhamel.
Okay, I like him.
Yeah, he was in Transformers.
We were all in Transformers.
Yeah, at some point or another.
Yeah.
I was part of the sound department. Transform and roll out.
Okay. I brought Leonard Nimoy's sandwiches.
Oh, did in the second flip?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say the thing? Did he say the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few?
No, he just gave me the finger and told me to get the fuck out.
Smart man. R.I.P.
But he did it like, you know, that thing.
Oh, he was like.
And then,
get the fuck out!
Right between the lines. Look at my Nightcrawler hands.
Oh, this should be a visual podcast.
It should be. We have the technology. We can rebuild it.
Well, I'm glad to know that everybody missed me.
They did.
Fills my heart with
Well, to be fair, to be fair,
to be to fair, be
to be fair, I did promise our Patreons nude photos of you, and then
I died.
And then I canceled Patreon, so.
I'd have given them. Look at you, my wiener.
Look at me slavering my body with peanut butter. I'm like a Aretha's peanut butter cup, if you will. Yeah.
Look at my feet.
Touching my peanut buttery butthole.
Ugh.
Now I want a t-shirt that says peanut buttery butthole on it.
We can make that happen.
PBBH. Yes. That's the new name of the podcast. Welcome to the Peanut Buttery Butthole Podcast.
We got the 5s and 10s of inches. Coming at you hard.
I think if we change it to peanut buttery butthole, it'll be the 2s and 3s.
We'll definitely get kicked off Spotify.
Well.
Has water in it.
So, buttons on your pants. Touche. Well, as I look at the time, I think we're about wrapped up for the day.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be back. I can't wait for the fives and tens to hear it. Speaking of fives and tens, I mentioned him earlier. Original fan Zach, he is going to WrestleMania, which will be coming to us from Dallas, Texas.
Whoa.
Yep, they are going to have the show at Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
I already made my mark there.
Yeah. I remember. It was like right as we started the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sad because as of this recording yesterday, my Kansas City Chiefs did not move on. But they still beat the Bills, so that was a good game.
That was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a good game. My Packers, of course, out.
Well, yeah. That whole.
All right, I didn't shit on yours.
Well, because my team's good.
I'm going to murder you as soon as this podcast is over.
My team went the distance. They went further than your team.
Oh, by one game.
That, in my book, is still going further.
It just makes it even worse.
What?
Y'all are almost there.
Almost.
You're almost there.
But the underdog Bengals. Everyone was a good underdog story.
Choke.
And a fun, interesting fact. The last time the Bengals had been in the playoffs was in 1992. And text messaging had not even been invented yet.
I wasn't even born yet.
So this was like the first time ever people were able to text each other about the Bengals going to the playoffs. Let alone the Super Bowl.
Did you give a shit?
I saw a touching video of a lifelong Bengals fan who was watching the game, and whenever they won the game, he just was so emotional, he could not even talk to his son. He was just crying, and he's like, "Dad, how do you feel right now?" And he's like, so, their fans were about due. They needed something.
Good on.
Next year it'll be the Browns or something.
Oh, don't say that.
Detroit.
The Browns is...
Oh, man.
Big shout out to the Coyote Stalker, who is a huge Detroit Lions fan.
Hey, they beat the Packers.
Who hasn't at this point?
The Fudge Packers.
I mean, they beat the Packers suck. Like eighth string. It's a win. Good on them.
Packers suck.
You swallow.
We are all out of time. So make sure to tune in again and enjoy the HEWP. The hoop, the ring, the squared circle.
Tits.
And giggles.